distinguished from Vietnam. Where here in Stanley, we have no freedom. But distinguished from that, Taiwan and Thailand, the United States to go around the world and start breaking treaties because of looking for new friends to make treaties with new friends. That would have a devastating effect. Bill's mentioned, of course, it would have an effect in Britain and a nominal effect in Asia. It would have a terrible effect on a lot of other countries around the world. Now, so what we're doing here, we're not throwing anybody's face in, but we say we have a treaty with Taiwan to keep our treaty finished.
Correct.
Mr. President, another underscore is that so Japan's interests are very much involved in this whole question, and as you know, John, they have more trade with Taiwan than they do mainland China, and that we have, incidentally, I think, have done a good job consulting the Japanese. They're quite pleased about how we worked this thing out with them. I'm talking about representation. They'll be good strong supporters, George. So will Australia. Australia isn't very good. In fact, they keep their foreign minister out here complaining about his anti-policy. New Zealand. I wish you well. Go now to the economy. And I've asked John Conlon to find Byrne in various briefings that we discussed in the press recently. John has made some very, very effective statements, including on parents who face the nation, including also things that we will read the statement on the public in regard to the living crisis situation. And what we're really interested in is what members of the cabinet will be out now here on this month of August in the Congress, and also the judge will be out under August time off. But to have, again, impressed upon you that all of us should have impressed upon us negative facts about the economy. I would introduce this subject in this way from a political standpoint. What really matters about the economy politically is not how it is, but what people say it is. How big it is, the subject in the